Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you will enjoy listening.
The real purpose of meditation is to make our mind calm and peaceful, which is very important for everyone, actually, you know, because when our mind is peaceful, we are free from worries, unhappiness, mental discomfort, and therefore we have the opportunity to experience real happiness. Okay? But if our mind is not peaceful, for example, if it is negative or restless or frustrated, then we will not be happy, even if we are living in the very best conditions. We can understand this through our own experience and seeing the example of others, how this is true. So therefore, if we train in meditation regularly, what will happen? Only good things. In particular, our mind will become more and more peaceful. And as a result, we will experience a more stable, long-lasting, pure form of happiness. Until eventually, we are happy all the time. This isn't just Buddhist fantasy. This is our real potential of our mind. We have the potential to remain completely content with a sense of well-being, even in the most difficult situations, if we train our mind in the internal causes of peace and happiness. This is definitely possible. And when we have some experience of this, we develop a special wisdom that knows through our own experience that the real cause of how we feel, whether we feel good or whether we feel bad, is necessarily something inside our own mind, not something outside of ourselves. We have this wisdom through our own experience, and therefore we understand that instead of putting so much energy into always trying to change the external conditions of our life in our pursuit of happiness and satisfaction, we understand very clearly that all we really need to do is change our mind from unpeaceful to peaceful, you know, like maybe we just did in 10 minutes. So our mind, probably everyone here, each one of us, our minds became more peaceful in 10 minutes. If we can do that in 10 minutes, what would happen if we trained our mind regularly this way? How much peace is possible within our own mind? Maybe right now beyond our imagination. But finally, an inner peace that is so profound, it has the power to give happiness to all living beings. This is enlightenment. Buddha talks about enlightenment. We all have this potential. And the very fact that some more peace is appearing in our mind right now is proof of that potential. Because if we can improve our inner peace a little, we can improve it a lot. And the final the supreme inner peace is that of enlightenment. So maybe we're not expecting enlightenment in this one meditation session, but we should be encouraged. The point is, we have the power to change our own mind. And meditation gives us the best opportunity to change our state of mind for the better, not just for ourselves, but for everyone, you know, including our partner, our family, our friends, our community, our world. So I'm about to read to you from my teacher's book. His portrait's behind me. His name is Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche. And I'm going to read from his book, this one, called The New Eight Steps to Happiness, The Buddhist Way of Loving Kindness. So Venerable Geshe-la, he is a fully accomplished meditation master, an international teacher of Buddhism, the founder of this center, retreat center, and hundreds of others, thousands of groups around the world. He dedicated the last about 45 years of his life to introducing modern Buddhism into our contemporary society, meaning bringing Buddha's ancient wisdom to modern people and present it in a way that we can understand and practice and that fits with our modern way of life. He's done this in many ways, but one of the most important was writing 23 extraordinary books that reveal step by step the entire Buddhist path to enlightenment. But you don't need to be Buddhist to benefit from these teachings. Mm-hmm. Like today, I'm going to say so many things. Okay, but you just take what you need. If you hear something, you think that makes a lot of sense, and it would be helpful to me and others if I practiced in that way or thought in that way, then you can take that, you know. So in reality, these teachings are for everyone to help them to develop and maintain peaceful mind, to solve their own and others' problems, and finally to make themselves and others happy. How do we do that? We need to change our mind from unpeaceful to peaceful. So now I'm reading from the introduction to this book. So Venerable Geshe-la says, the first step towards changing our mind is to identify which states of mind produce happiness and which produce suffering. Good idea. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first step towards changing our mind is to identify which states of mind produce happiness and which produce suffering. States of mind that are conducive to peace of mind and happiness are called virtuous minds. Okay? So states of mind that are conducive to peace of mind or inner peace and happiness are called virtuous minds. So a few examples. Patience. You know, my dad used to always tell me, relax, son, patience is a virtue. That was long before I met Buddhism. I'd usually get kind of like frustrated at that, you know, because usually we were like shopping or something and I wanted to do, he said, relax, son, patience is a virtue. He was right. He was right. So virtuous minds are like patience, loving kindness, compassion, and so forth. Okay, these are virtuous minds. they are conducive to inner peace and happiness. Whereas those minds that destroy our inner peace and cause us suffering are called delusions. Okay, so virtuous minds and delusions are opposites, because virtuous minds give rise to peace and happiness. Delusions destroy our inner peace and therefore our happiness and cause physical and mental pain. We have many different types of delusions, such as uncontrolled desire, also known as desirous attachment, anger, jealousy, pride, laziness, and ignorance. These are known as inner enemies because they are continually destroying our inner peace, our happiness from within. Their only function is to cause harm. Okay, so delusions are unpeaceful, uncontrolled states of mind. So, you know, one of the easiest ones to recognize is anger. It's the most potent destroyer of our mental peace. But that's not our main focus for today. Our main focus today is to be able to distinguish between the virtuous mind of love and the delusion of desirous attachment. Okay? Now, desirous attachment is sometimes called uncontrolled desire, or sometimes just called attachment. So my guess is I'm going to start saying attachment because it's only one word, but it's just all the same. Attachment, desirous attachment, uncontrolled desire. Okay, so we're going to focus in this teaching on the virtuous mind of love and the delusion of desirous attachment or uncontrolled desire, or just attachment. In fact, that's the real meaning of the title, love, desire, and relationships. So love, in this case, means the virtuous mind of love. Desire, in this context, means uncontrolled desire or desirous attachment. Because it destroys our inner peace, it's an object of abandonment of our spiritual practice. But not all desires are to be abandoned. Sometimes people have this misunderstanding about Buddhism, is that it's about abandoning all desire. No, it's only about abandoning those desires that destroy our inner peace, the source of our happiness. There are many desires that we need, practically speaking. You know, like the desire to eat and drink, that's helpful. we wouldn't live long without that. But also the desire to improve ourselves spiritually, the desire to help others, to protect them from suffering. These are all appropriate, very beneficial desires, okay? So in this context, love, desire specifically means desirous attachment. Relationships, for the purpose of this talk, the examples I'm using are couples, okay? However, please understand that whatever advice is being given, even though the examples are couples, this advice you can apply to any relationship, family, friends, neighbors, and so forth, okay? All right, so love is a virtuous, peaceful mind and is the source of all of our happiness in our relationships, okay? Whereas desirous attachment is a delusion, it's an unpeaceful mind, and it's the source of all of our problems and unhappiness in our relationships. But attachment is very tricky. It's deceptive because normally when it arises, it feels good, at least initially. Okay? And in this way, it's like licking honey off a razor's edge. That's the analogy. It's probably quite graphic. Right? The initial taste is sweet, but then the pain comes. So it's very deceptive, where we're deceived by our attachment, drawn in by it to follow it. And initially, It feels good, but later the pain comes. So in truth, love and attachment are very different. And you would think that because they have such opposite effects, they'd be easy to distinguish within our mind. But in actuality, attachment in our close relationships is almost always confused for love. Okay, so even though they have opposite effects, love giving rise to happiness in the relationship, attachment causing problems and unhappiness in the relationship, it's not easy for us to distinguish them without receiving teachings. In fact, we don't even really know about, we're always confusing our attachment for love. This is across our human society, by the way. It's our popular culture, it's reflected in our music. And I'm going to give you a few examples. But I have to apologize because I'm a 54-year-old Buddhist monk, and so my examples are not contemporary. They're 70s and 80s, sorry. So if you have some good contemporary ones after the talk, you can update me, okay? So maybe some of you have heard of Jay Giles Band, a song called Love Stinks. They have a song called Love, matter of fact, that's enough just to, Love Stinks. And if I remember correctly, there's a lyric in there. It's something like, and so it goes till the day you die. This thing they call love is going to make you cry. Is the lyric, love stinks. Okay. Let's see, what's another? There was a group called the Persuaders. And interestingly enough, I think later this song covered by the Pretenders called A Thin, yeah. a thin line between love and hate. A thin line between love and hate. I'd like to change the name of that song, please, to A Thin Line Between Attachment and Anger. Maybe that will become more apparent later. In truth, there's a huge chasm between love and hate. Those are opposites. But there is a thin line between the delusion of attachment and the delusion of anger. Oh yeah, and then the song by Blondie, Heart of Glass. You know, I still like that one. And there's a lyric in there that love is so confusing, there's no peace of mind. Boy, we get it wrong. Because when those songs come on and it like relates to our experience, we're just singing that with all our heart. Love is so confusing, there's no peace of mind. So right. Nope. So wrong. You know. See, it shows it's so important that we learn to distinguish between the virtuous mind of love and the painful mind of attachment. If we don't, we will always be confused about the real nature of love. And then as a result, there will always be some hesitation with developing it.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.